Welcome to Expectant Faith Devotionals, a daily application of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith bounding forward. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God, and the gift by the grace of the one man Jesus Christ abounded to many. Romans chapter 5, verse 15. There is a correlation between faith, gift, grace, and abundance. The correlation or oneness of the entire theme of redemption of which these elements are a part of belongs to one man, the man Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul described the vision of this man by writing to Timothy, his son in the faith, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. What is it about the Lord Jesus Christ which makes him the very center, basis, and reason for believing that he is God, revealed in the flesh as a man, having taken upon himself flesh to become the slain Lamb of God? It is the greatest and the all-encompassing revelation that he is perfect love. Not only this, but his life, his sacrifice, and his present grace toward sinful men is the most extraordinary manifestation and demonstration of divine love that could ever have existed. When coming to addressing the things of God, or rather, when God comes to reveal himself to us through the Scriptures and through every member of his church, he comes to awaken the soul to receive a gift, one that comes from heaven and thus is of God. It is true that man born in sin is completely devoid and bereft of every semblance of God's righteousness, that which is right in the sight of God, revealed in and through his holy character and nature. So Christ comes by the Spirit to awaken the lost soul not only to his helpless and dangerous estate, being separated from God by his sin, but also to reveal the wondrous grace and mercy of God which stretches further and deeper than lost blind man could ever grasp. Christ sees men dying for lack of knowledge of him. He sees men being deceived by the enemy of their souls, blinded and enslaved by the pursuits and deceptions found in the godless system of this world. Christ comes, then stops, then looks upon with compassion that one or ones who are perishing. He will not withhold nor contain his utmost desire to save them to the uttermost. This he would demonstrate and prove and complete on the cross of Calvary, when he took upon himself all the sins of a sinful world and bore the righteous judgment of the Father upon the Son. No earthly love could deny such love from a father's heart, to reach down to save the unlovely, rebellious sinner defying God and living for the idol of himself. But God, through his Son, did just that, in order to prove a love which exists and which is eternal. Love to the loveless shone, that they might lovely be. Thus Christ came not only to save the soul from sin, but to make of that soul a new creation in him, complete and without blemish before the Father. So where does faith come in, and why is it so very important? In the Scriptures, true faith is brought before us from the very beginning of time. We look back to the creation of the world, and as the Scriptures declare, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Then we see Abel offering an acceptable sacrifice to God because it was offered up in faith according to God's way. The testimony of faith in Enoch's life was such that God took him to himself without dying. Noah knew godly fear, which moved him to make an ark to save his family, dear Father. Fill us with faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening to this broadcast. If you would like to read the text, listen to other devotionals, or comment on the message, please contact us at expectantfaith.com or at WhatsApp, +27 72 641 4475. Sponsored by Expectant Faith Devotionals.